snowstorm adds to East Coast misery.
It is cold, 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 and it's going to stay cold.
Steve Bannon versus Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump says Bannon has lost his mind and is only in it for himself.
Leaving a light on for immigration agents.
Motel 6 being sued for sharing information.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and a major snowstorm is battering the East Coast. Blizzard conditions are adding to the woes in some places. Driving is an adventure for this New Jersey woman.
The wind is really starting to rev up, and I'm already sliding, and I'm only right down the block.
The storm comes in the midst of a brutal cold snap, which will only intensify after the snow stops. 4 to 8 inches expected in New York City, up to a foot in Boston. Airlines have canceled around 3,000 flights. CBS's Tony DeCoppola is in southern New Jersey.
It is blustery. It has been snowing here in Cape May for hours. They're saying wind gusts of about 30 miles an hour. I can tell you that standing here on the beach, it feels much stronger than that. And did I mention it's cold? Well, about 150 feet out there in Delaware Bay, it is actually frozen over. You can walk on it. That is how thick the ice is.
To the south, CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Norfolk, Virginia.
The city is essentially shut down. City services, schools, even public transportation is all closed today. Now, ahead of the storm, the governor of Virginia declared a state of emergency. Virginia Department of Transportation has more than 1,500 workers and 1,400 pieces of equipment working 12-hour shifts responding to the storm. Now, high winds are another major concern in the state. Bridges are at a higher risk of freezing.
After yesterday's snow and ice in the southeast, millions of people waking up today to single-digit wind chills.
I'm Jim Crisula. Many roads in coastal Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia are snow and ice covered. People are being told to stay off the road. South Carolina Highway Patrol Sergeant Bob Barras.
We do have the ice underneath, and then you have the snow, and it's just going to get worse as the snow keeps falling.
Daryl Grayson lives in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Our plan is to stay in the house.
Parts of eastern North Carolina could see 10 inches of snow, one of the biggest snowfalls on record. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, the snow today in Baltimore is putting a coating on a nagging problem that has parents outraged. Some 60 schools have little or no heat and water pipe damage.
It's unbearable. It's icicles in the classroom.
Temperatures inside some classrooms reported as low as 42 degrees. President Trump's newest verbal battle is being waged with a former political ally, his ex-advisor, Steve Bannon. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's an extraordinary and seemingly irreparable rift between the president and his former top strategist. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders described her boss as
furious, disgusted.
In his forthcoming book, Fire and Fury, author Michael Wolff quotes Steve Bannon impugning the president's intellect, mocking the competence of his eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and calling his daughter Ivanka, quote, dumb as a brick. Bannon also casts himself as the most powerful figure in the White House in the early days of this presidency. Late yesterday, a Trump lawyer sent Bannon a cease and desist letter accusing him of violating a non-disclosure and non-disparagement agreement. Bannon appeared on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight.
The president of the United States is a great man. You know I support him day in and day out.
Sanders says the president hasn't spoken to Bannon in nearly a month. Steve?
Well, the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is suing Russia special counsel Robert Mueller and the Department of Justice. He claims prosecutors have overstepped their bounds by charging him for conduct unrelated to Russian election meddling. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
The Department of Justice released a statement saying this lawsuit is, and these are their words, frivolous, but the defendant is entitled to file whatever he wants. The special counsel's office declined to comment.
Well, announced with much fanfare last year, a White House commission is disbanding. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
President Trump, who claimed massive voter fraud cost him the popular vote, has pulled the plug on the controversial commission he set up to investigate it. The White House blames the decision on states' refusal to turn over sensitive voter data. Former White House ethics lawyer Richard Painter.
This is really just window dressing to try and make it look like President Trump had received more votes than he actually had. I think we reached a point where people just didn't want to play along with it.
Critics argued the commission was really intended to be a voter suppression commission. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
In Virginia, a name will be drawn from a bowl today to settle the battle for a statehouse seat that ended in a tie. More than that race is at stake. A Democratic win would even the balance of power in the state's House of Delegates. Legal action is likely, no matter how the drawing turns out. CBS News has severed ties with political director Steve Chigueras. Accusations of inappropriate behavior are being investigated. The motel chain that boasts about leaving a light on for you has allegedly been shining a light on some of its guests. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Motel 6 reportedly has been sharing information about guests who have Latino-sounding names with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in their hunt for people in this country illegally. Washington State is suing the chain for violating the state's consumer protection law, claiming thousands of violations. Motel 6 management, denying knowledge of the practice, says it's a local issue. The practice by Motel 6 has been going on in other states as well. Steve?
Latest step forward for a young member of Britain's royal family is being kept out of the public eye. Here's CBS's Larry Miller.
Fourth in line to the British throne, Princess Charlotte is set to start nursery school today. The two-year-old daughter of Prince William and Catherine takes her place at the Wilcox Nursery in a church hall not far from their Kensington Palace home. The royal parents were asked to attend a stay-and-play session to ensure the little princess is settling in on her first day. Wilcox has an all-female staff and emphasizes good manners. She'll be known to her friends and staff as Charlotte Windsor. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The cigarette maker Philip Morris promises 2018 will be a year of change.
Come to Marlboro Country.
Nearly 50 years after broadcast ads went away, the company says in European ads it vows to give up cigarettes. It says it wants to one day replace all of its brands with smokeless alternatives. Recent studies on swearing indicate it's good for dealing with emotional and physical pain. Now, the honest truth about cursing.
When you testify in court, you're asked to swear to tell the truth, and that seems appropriate if you consider a new study. It suggests people who swear a lot are more honest. Dutch researchers studied how people swear, asking hundreds of volunteers to list their favorite swear words and self-report their everyday use of profanity. They were also asked to take part in a psychological survey to gauge their honesty. The researchers found that those who were rated most honest were also most likely to let loose with a blue streak of language, mostly to express their negative emotions. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Well, some curses may have been uttered when the Powerball numbers were revealed last night. No one won the $460 million jackpot. It'll be set at around $550 million for Saturday's drawing. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.